Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy that Jennifer, say it again, Doug. There it is, that Jennifer and I are able to invite in and actually have some conversation with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology director at Men's Health Magazine. We're going to talk about Amazon's plans to open up a lot of bookstores in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that parents have a secret weapon which can almost guarantee a child's good behavior? The only problem, most parents don't know how to use it, but it works. It works well. Here's the social science of it. When children are being good, typically they're ignored. Most parents spend time disciplining bad behavior instead of praising good behavior. So when your child is being really good or does something of their own volition without being prompted, go out of your way and praise them. Kids yearn for hugs and smiles. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's really no secret weapon. It's just parental attention. Parents and teachers make dramatic changes in a child's behavior when they praise a child for being good. Got a cheap trick? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so here we are with the news that Amazon plans to open hundreds of these bookstores, and not really, you know, you think, okay, my business is being online, and they have put a lot of bookstores out of business. So why in the world are you going to open a bookstore when you put so many brick and mortar stores out of business?
I have a theory about this.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so I do not have any insider information. This is completely from my mind, not Jeff Bezos. But I might consider opening hundreds of bookstores because I would make the warehouse in the back much bigger than the bookstore in front. Because I know in a year or two, I want to deliver inventory by drone. And I can only see the whole drone thing is without inventory. Is all theoretical.
It doesn't work, right.
Right. Right. But if I open bookstores, even if I lose money on the bookstore, I still have tons of inventory in the back and I transform the business of retail again.
This is why we have him here, Dougie. He's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's enough. But this is, you've got it. Why not just buy up a Borders or a Barnes & Noble and use their facilities that are already there?
Well, I mean, it's quite possible that what they'll be doing is renting bookstores that have closed, because many, many, many bookstores around the country have already closed. Right. Where, you know, buying a business like, I think Borders is gone now, but Barnes & Noble, first of all, you might get some intense criticism for actually closing down a competitor in another chain of bookstores when there's really only one national chain left. But also, who's to say that's not exactly what they're considering? I mean, that may be part of the plan.
All right. Speaking of consideration, Yahoo is going to lay off 15% of its workforce, cutting $400 million off of their budget. They're trying to get themselves into a more competitive position. What's your read on this? The woman that's running Yahoo's gotten a lot of criticism for this plan.
All I can say is Yahoo! Look, you know, Yahoo, and you remember those ads, right? The Yahoo
ads. I do.
Yeah, so there's two companies that I am fascinated with, Yahoo and AOL, because at one point, each of them dominated the world of the internet and almost the world at large, much like Google does today.
Yeah.
Except they lost their ways, and Google does not seem to have lost their way. I don't know that companies like this can ever come back and dominate the way they have. And if they do, I think it takes some kind of visionary. And those are some big shoes to fill. We need a visionary as part of our job description for the CEO. So I think all Yahoo can do is keep trying things and cutting costs until hopefully it finds a plan where it actually has a sustainable business.
Meanwhile, Apple is debuting a new iPad at an event next month, right? New Apple Watch bands also expected to be announced then. Is that something that brings the stock back around to being more than $752?
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Awful people.
I'm so upset.
Stock is crashing.
I paid 52 and it's at 750 and I'm just really upset about
that. Good for you.
Yeah, I mean, as with I didn't really buy it at 52, but I sure wish I had. As always with Apple, it's all rumor and speculation, and it's always fun, and we'll have to wait until the day they unveil to actually know what they're doing.
Mr. Greg Stebbin here on the Good Day program with more of his expertise being shown. The gentleman we're talking about is the editor, the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.